Station 5, the Samaritan Room. Look at the photographs on the wall. The Samaritan community in this country today numbers some 750 people. They live in Holon and on Mount Gerizim, in a place called Kiryat Luza, between the Jewish community on Mount Bracha and the Arab city of Nablus. In the photographs, you'll see the traditional way they celebrate Passover and Sukkot on Mount Gerizim and in Holon. The Samaritans take their name from their historical and current place of residence in Samaria, not far from the biblical city of Samaria, which was the capital of the Kingdom of Israel. Look at mosaic number 2 from the Samaritan synagogue at El Khirbe. It reveals elements that appear Jewish. A large candelabrum made of pomegranates and horns of plenty. At its foot, an incense pan, one of the temple implements, the table of showbread, and the inner room of the temple. These elements seem to show the temple, but did they really? The book of 2 Kings describes how the kings of Assyria exiled most of the inhabitants of the Kingdom of Israel and replaced their almost empty cities with people from other conquered cities in the eastern part of their empire. The Samaritans say they are descendants of the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, and Levi, who remained in their cities after the exile to Assyria. The Jews, who returned to Zion under Ezra the scribe, said the Samaritans were all brought from distant places by the Assyrian kings and are not descendants of the tribes of Israel. Scholars believe that both options are correct and that Samaritans are a mixture of the descendants of the Israelite tribes that remained in their cities after their exile to Assyria and foreigners brought from the east. When the Jews came back to the land, they did not want to cooperate with the Samaritans in building the temple, while the Samaritans tried to hinder its construction. Because the Samaritans were excluded from helping to build the temple on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem, they constructed their own temple at that time on the mountain they saw as Mount Moriah, Mount Gerizim, which you can see in the photo behind you. The Samaritan temple stood until it was destroyed by the Hasmonean king, John Hyrcanus, at the beginning of the 2nd century BCE. Since that time, the Samaritans still face Mount Gerizim when they pray, and so do their synagogues. Continue to Station 6, passing the Cistern of Good Deeds, and enter the transparent room in Hall 3.